Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Diane Tomasik from Friends of the Martin County Library System and the Friends Book Depot. The Friends group is having a membership drive, and they're offering a bag full of free books if people sign up to be a friend. Diane, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you so much, Drew.
So explain to me how the Friends of the Martin County Library Systems, how do you go about supporting the library system?
You can support the library system in a lot of ways. I mean, people who use the library and volunteer at the libraries, of which there are six in Martin County, they're friends. But we have what we call friends with benefits. And those are folks that sign up anywhere from $10 to $100, whatever your pocketbook can afford. You can become a friend of the Martin County Library System. And our main means of raising funds are through memberships and then also through our book sales at the various library branches and also at the Friends Book Depot.
The Book Depot is a used bookstore, but not just any used bookstore. It's pretty gargantuan.
It is gargantuan and bright and airy and well-organized. People who do visit the Book Depot for the first time are often startled at wow, look at all the books, and boy, I can find what I'm looking for. So it's a rare thing among some used bookstores. It's a little tough to find, and the hours can be a little odd, but we have a great website, friendsbookdepot.com, that can help to guide you. But it's in building H15 in the B&A Flea Market, right off Federal Highway, and we have 30,000 books in stock. So there's a good chance we're going to have something that you're looking for. The prices range from a quarter or 50 cents a dollar for kids' books, all the way up to about $3 for hardbacks. We may charge a little bit of a premium, up to $5 for a new release.
And where do you get most of the books? Are they surplus from the library, or do you have members donating books?
Yes.
all the above.
Yeah, all the above. Periodically, the various libraries cull their shelves, and we get a, nice supply of books from that source. But people are always bringing us their treasures that, maybe they're moving or downsizing, or they just bring in a box. Okay, I finished these. Now I'm going to get some more. All of those book sales add up throughout the year so that the book sales can turn around, supply that money to the Friends of the Martin County Library System, and fund library programming for kids and adults to the tune of about $100,000
a
year.
That's great. Yeah. I'm speaking today with Diane Tomasik from the Friends of the Martin County Library System and the Friends Book Depot. So when you become a member, mm-hmm. what does that entitle you to? Besides a bag full of free books, which is a great opening offer.
It is a great opening offer, and it gets you a special treatment in some of the main events that happen at the library, special seating opportunities, things like that. But yeah, let's talk about that free bag of books. So do we have an even better deal for you? Those $3 books suddenly become free with your membership card to the Friends of the Martin County Library System. Stop on by the Book Depot and fill a bag of books to take, and then, bring us some new ones that from your own library.
Well, ever since the advent of the Kindle and mm-hmm. iPad, they've been predicting the demise of printed books. I'm guessing you're not seeing evidence of this.
No, so many people still like the feel of the paper. And the shareability of a book, I think, is an important thing, which I don't think you get with the Kindles and the Nooks and things like that. It's like, oh, I have this great book, you have to read it. And, that's a lot easier to do with a physical book.
I've been speaking today with Diane Tomasik from the Friends of the Martin County Library System and the Friends Book Depot. We'll have a link to them, as well as an archive of this interview, on our website, WQCS.org. Diane, great to see you again, and I will never think of the term friends with benefits in the same way.
Well, that's good. My work here is done.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.